You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Coforge, previously identified as NIIT Technologies, declared its intent to raise Rs. 3,200 crore in funds. The determination emerged following a board meeting convened on Saturday, March 16th, according to a company statement submitted to the exchange. This decision comes in the wake of Coforge's withdrawal of plans for a $750 million initial public offering (IPO) in the United States. The company has opted for alternative fundraising avenues, including qualified institutional placement (QIP) or any other permissible modes in accordance with applicable laws. However, the implementation of these measures is contingent upon obtaining requisite approvals, including those from shareholders and regulatory bodies, as highlighted by the company in an exchange filing on March 16th. Meanwhile, Alpex Solar Limited, a manufacturer of solar systems, on Tuesday announced that it has received prestigious orders for the supply, installation and commissioning of 1,434 solar water pumping systems from the Directorate General Department of New and Renewable Energy Haryana, HAREDA, Panchkula. The orders have been received under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Urja Suraksha Evam Uthan Maha Abhiyan Yojana, PM Kusum Scheme, it said. The Noida-based company received the first order for 845 solar water pumps worth Rs. 26.49 crore under the Component B of PM Kusum Scheme for the design, manufacture, supply, installation, testing and commissioning of solar water pumping systems, SWPS, at 845 locations across the state of Haryana. The second order is for supplying, installing and commissioning 589 solar water pump systems worth Rs. 17.21 crore from Harida, Panchkula. In separate development, Jindal Stainless, one of India's largest stainless steel manufacturer, has partnered JBM Auto, a leading electric bus manufacturer, for fabrication of over 500 energy-efficient and lightweight stainless steel e-buses. As per the understanding, Jindal Stainless will provide JT tubes made up of low-carbon, chromium-manganese austenitic stainless steel to JBM Auto. The material, also denoted as N7 in Bureau of Indian Standards Specifications 6911, has three times the strength of the carbon steel currently used to fabricate buses. JBM Auto, with an order book of over 5,000 electric buses, is progressing in a transitional manner towards fabricating its electric buses from the earlier used carbon steel to stainless steel now. This would result in lightweighting, enhanced performance, higher strength and durability of the buses. In another development, Deloitte has launched biggest restructuring of its global operations in a decade in order to save expenses and reduce the organization's complexity ahead of an anticipated market shutdown, a report by Financial Times stated. Under this restructuring plan, Deloitte's main business units will be cut from 5 that the firm has had since 2014 to 4. Audit and Assurance, Strategic, Risk and Transactions, Technology and Transformation, and Tax and Legal, the report added. According to a person familiar with the plan, the reorganization will reduce costs across the firm, but a figure has not yet been put on savings. It's not certain if the restructuring will involve job cuts. Now, news related to Tata Motors. Tata Motors, one of India's leading automobile manufacturers, has inaugurated its fifth registered vehicle scrapping facility, RVSF, near Delhi, christened Rewire, Recycle with Respect. The facility was inaugurated by Girish Wagh, Executive Director. Tata Motors has a capacity to safely disassemble 18,000 end-of-life vehicles annually. The facility is developed in partnership with Johar Motors. The RVSF is adept at responsibly scrapping passenger and commercial vehicles of all brands. This significant milestone follows the resounding success of Tata Motors' four preceding RVSFs in Jaipur, Bhubaneswar, Surat and Chandigarh, reiterating the company's commitment to advancing sustainable initiatives. Rewire is a cutting-edge facility, purpose-built for dismantling end-of-life passenger and commercial vehicles across all brands, with a focus on employing environmentally friendly practices. In another development, domestic alcohol beverages companies are expected to report a revenue growth of 8-10% in FY2025, stated a report by ICRA, while Indian-made foreign liquor companies are expected to witness 11-13% revenue expansion, supported by preference towards premium products amid volume growth of 3-5% on a high base of FY2024. Revenues for beer companies will witness a 9-11% year-on-year increase, largely led by 4-6% expansion in volumes. Per the findings of the report by ICRA, beer is expected to witness a good season in Q1 FY25 in anticipation of a hot summer compared to the previous fiscal, which had encountered unseasonal rainfall. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed in negative territory on March 19 amid a sell-off in IT and FMCG. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 238 points, or 1.08% lower, to settle at 21,817.45, while the BSE Sensex pulled back over 700 points, or 1.01%, to finish at 72,012.05. However, the broader indices closed in the red, with mid-cap and small-cap stocks under pressure. Nifty Mid-Cap 100 lost almost 600 points, or 1.24%, to close at 45,926.30. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.